Used to be, midlife crises came when we were shocked to realize youth had lost its bloom and wouldn't be coming back. Although, guys bought red sports cars and their wives dyed their gray hairs and considered plastic surgery. A new set of wheels or breasts usually didn't work. Truth was, what they mourned was the end of dreams. The corporate man was never going to backpack Europe or write the great American novel, and his trophy wife was not going back to college for a degree in sociology. Even if the kids were. But I'm seeing friends who are going through a different crisis, the one where mortality is closing in, and so is the realization that their life was mostly mortgaged, maybe even subprimed, and now the equity seems puny and someone else may actually foreclose on it. They're retired, time is not on their side, and may never have been. Now the prospect of another hard winter is really bearing down. They think maybe a move might help. Go south, go back to their hometowns, look for a second childhood or adolescence, start over and see if the dice come up lucky sevens. They ask me, do you think I'm nuts to do this? And I say, sure, as if I got anything against being nuts. But if you're not happy here with what you got, with the life you made, I'd take a roll of the dice too. Plus, it's America. We're supposedly the adventurous, the brave, the pioneers. We leave the known for the unknown. We let optimism be our guide. Complacency is the enemy. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. Go west, young man. At least, that's what we tell ourselves. Even if most of us have settled for a secure banality. So it's the winter of our discontent. Friends are dying. Not a lot, but a start, and our turn is in there somewhere. The community volunteerism isn't working. The house has a leaky roof and the deck is rotted. Retirement is surprisingly boring, the walls are closing in, and the trips to town are maddeningly uneventful. It's as if the life we thought we'd built on sturdy foundations sliding toward the bluff in incremental but steady tectonic lurches. We aren't going to be rich and famous. Money didn't buy us love. Religion was dumbed down to an embarrassingly blind faith, devoid of anything resembling much more than a hope for another life in the afterworld or prayers for winning the lotto. We're adrift, unmoored and untethered, and definitely uneasy. I know, this is how I felt when I came here. For you pilgrims, be of cheerful heart. Sometimes the grass is greener. Occasionally you can start over. Dreams do come true in the once upon a times, and happiness may actually be just over the next hill, the one you won't find if you don't go looking. Good luck.